Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your teacher and host of this podcast channel, Bruno Aguiar. And today I'm here with my friend, Davi Gutierrez. Good afternoon, good morning, or good evening, Mr. Davi. How are you doing?
Oh, doing great, sir. It's nice to have the opportunity to talk to you today.
Awesome. It's nice to have you here. So today we're here together to talk about your job interview experiences, right? And well, I'm looking forward to listening all your experiences, what you did, what you didn't do, how you prepared yourself. So shortly, what does Davi do and how did Davi learn English?
Wow, that's a good question. I am Davi. First of all, thanks for the opportunity. I believe it's having or knowing English, it's something extremely important nowadays. So for me, I am Davi Gutierrez. I live in kind of a small city in Paraná. It's called Londrina. And I'm 33 years old, and I work as IT analyst for more than 10 years now. And I learned English. Wow, I always was a big mess with English for almost my entire life. I had like problems in intermediate school, right? I almost dropped 1 year because I was so bad with English that I couldn't learn in the school. So it was a public school. So yeah, I was terrible, but I was okay. It's not possible to learn, and maybe in someday in the future I could make it happen. But when I was on my on university, I took classes on IT, so I have a degree on IT. And that time I realized that I needed to have English to improve my career, to
Especially
have
for your area, right?
especially because I realized that okay, I could have a good opportunities just talking Portuguese. Yeah, but to fulfill something more, I needed to have English. So in that time, I was, oh, how this is possible? Because it's terrible for me. I didn't found at that time how it was possible to learn English. So I have the opportunity. On the university, I tried to learn with books, with movies, with TV shows, but isn't enough. As I work with IT, I'm passionate about testing. So I test almost every app for mobile device that have that time. So Duolingo and a bunch of them that have, I was testing all of them to see if something fits with my model of learning. So, and didn't. But I was continually trying to make it happen. And I have a possibility to have a class. It's like the ADF these days, like an immersion. So I have due dates, I have a schedule. So every week I have a bunch of tasks to do, and I needed to do the time because if not, I couldn't going forward. So it was insane because I needed to study every single day. And it was awesome because for me, it's that way that I learn. So, and but I didn't know that until start to test this new model, and it was awesome because I have a class with others with problems with English, but I didn't conclude this class. I needed
But you studied for
talk.
what? 1 year?
No, it's like for 4 months. And I needed to drop because I have the opportunity to take a specialization in my area. So in that time, was it was more important. So I focused and okay, I need to do that, but I need to do that first. And I finished me that specialization in IT, was like in business intelligence. Just after finishing, I was okay, I need to make something for my future, and I need to improve my English, make it happen. And I go back for this class, and I finish up, and was pretty awesome because, okay, I didn't finish with a perfect English, but I finish with the feeling that now I could, I learned it enough to go forward. So with the schedule, with the kind of a map about how it's possible to learn and to continue learning. So
Perfect.
In my entire life was bad, but after having this guidance, everything becomes easier to go
okay.
forward.
And then you started applying for job interviews already.
Yeah. Just after this time of study, I was okay. Now I'm not good enough, but I didn't want to, okay, I need to have a job right now. And was like, I want to have a new job in some place that could be useful. So in my former job, I couldn't use my English. So I work in the for the public sector. So it's just for Brazil. So it was impossible. So in that time I was, okay, I need to try and apply for job interviews. And I tried to reach some knowledge for this topic, but wasn't like, oh, I need to try from scratch. I was, okay, I will make my part and I will hope for the best. I would do a little something to prepare, but that time I was, okay, I need to go forward.
And how was your first job interview?
Wow, that's a good one. I was like, it was like four years and a half ago. And I was like, okay, I took vacation of my job. And I was, okay, I need to test my abilities. And I realized that I needed to some information because I never tried before. And I found some content on YouTube that helps me a lot. So some content like with the major, no, the questions usually have on an interview.
Those cliche questions.
Those cliche questions. Yeah.
People don't believe, but they make a big difference, right?
Oh, totally.
And they are important.
Yeah. And it's easier when you are prepared for something. It's extremely easy to make it happen. So I spend a good time learning, and especially trying
time,
to
you say, like
understand.
2 or 3 weeks preparing yourself.
Yeah. It was like 2 weeks, a little bit more than 10 days.
This preparation was like you got the important questions and you wrote your answers, or you didn't write your answers. How did you prepare?
Wow, that's a good one. Because I learned not like writing. Okay, nowadays
it's your
I
style,
am,
right? You don't like
yeah,
writing.
Yeah. I believe it works for me, but that time I doesn't understand that would be a big difference. Today, nowadays, I used to write down stuff because I believe this is the next level of learning for me. But in that time, I realized that I needed to understand my boundaries, my limits of knowledge. So I get a list of cliche questions, and I focused myself on talking. So I have a friend that already have a good English. So I realized, okay, I can send some audios for him and he could correct me. when it's possible. But he was like crazy with projects, but I was like crazy sending big audios, like 3 minutes. And that was awesome because for me, the first step is knowing yourself, knowing your abilities, and knowing how to talk about yourself. So for me, it was the life change because knowing about that and recording myself talking about this topic.
I already know you didn't pass the first interview you attended.
Yeah.
You had already told me. But there's no doubt that this first interview was crucial for your preparation, for constructing your method, let's say, for understanding the time limit or the time deadline that you needed to prepare yourself, and also to test your English, right? And also to discover, let's say, your storytelling, to sell yourself, as you said, to understand yourself and sell yourself.
Exactly.
So
for me,
it was a failure, but not a failure.
Yeah, I wasn't ready, or no, ready, no. I wasn't needing to change my job. I would love to have a new job, but my focus was like always to get on the next level. Nowadays and always in my life was this process. How can I going beyond? So like on the community, going beyond, it was my mantra for entire life. So because sometimes we need to have some knowledge to achieve the next level, and we sometimes feel a little bit anxious. No, I need to make it happen right now. But calm down. Sometimes it's needed to just relax a little bit, know about the bad stuff that happens, and going forward. So in that interview, was a little bit scary because I didn't make interviews before. I was like 4 years and a half in the same job. So I was like, okay, let's make it happen and it will be awesome because I have the perspective of an opportunity to failure, an opportunity to going beyond,
to learn
and to learn about myself too, because it's the most important for me, because learning about myself and how can I going forward, and my limits, my boundaries about my knowledge. So it was pretty nice, because not nice, now it's easier to talk, but I prepare myself. I have the a bunch of questions that it's common to have, and I record myself talking about this topic before. So when comes to the real interview, it was easier. Like, okay, I know my
I've prepared
abilities.
Myself, yeah.
Yeah, I prepared.
I get that.
So
and then after that, you had a few others, and then eventually you passed it, right? In a job
exactly.
interview where you still work nowadays, right? How long have you been in this company?
No, I worked on another company for a couple of months, and was an awesome. So I have the opportunity to go there and have an opportunity.
So
to
you passed
go
it in two interviews,
one.
actually.
Yeah.
The previous one and this one.
Yeah, that the first one, I took care about a part of Latin America and Alaska. So it was pretty nice because that all. The interview, the first interview was terrible because I did it over phone. So yeah, I receive a phone
Gotta be
call.
prepared for everything and anything, huh?
Oh, because it was terrible. Because when you are, for example, in a Zoom call, it's pretty easy comparing to a phone call, because you can't see the other person there, the reaction, and how you it's a little bit scary, it's more complicated. But I was okay. I doesn't needed to pass. I focus on having the patience and the relaxing to okay, it will be awesome
to
if
be
I get on
yourself,
this
right?
company. And because I believe when you try to create a character for passing an interview, that could be not good.
Create a
You are good.
character and also memorize your answers, right? That does not work at
Exactly.
all.
Yeah, because when you are relaxed, so some kind of this interview, I'm just okay, let's make it happen. I have some problems. I don't have a perfect spelling or my vocabulary. It's not the perfect one, but don't care. So this is most important for me. Focusing, how can I improve myself?
And
So.
what was crucial for you to pass in this job that you are right now?
Okay, for
English, of
sure.
course, preparation, of course, but anything else?
I believe was the mixed with preparation and focus and having a good opportunity to improve. So I prepare myself for like
The mindset, you say.
the mindset of being ready. Okay, the opportunities comes and
I'm
goes
ready.
and
When you're not ready, it's like, oh shit, I gotta be ready. I don't have time to prepare myself. And then that usually causes the failure.
this kind of content helps me a lot because I was like, what I need to know to pass to a job interview, and I was okay, I need to know how a recruiter thinks, so I study about the main questions that is used in this kind of interviews. I knows about the company, so okay, I will work with this company. I need to know about the company and how the which technology they use. So I know a little bit about that. And recording and having this preparation was extremely important. For example, on BBC, I believe it's a perfect spot to be aware and especially to talk with someone because sometimes you need it. So having a community or something like that could be awesome to help you to going forward and to not be so shaky at the interview. So.
Super agree. Just not emphasizing, but clarifying what BBC is. BBC stands for Beyond Business Community, which is a English speaking community or a community for English speakers from pre-intermediate, intermediate, and advanced English. The community where we get down, we get together actually every week. To speak English, to use our not only our English but our soft skills, communication, solving problem solving, what else? Critical thinking and other skills for us not only to get ourselves prepared either for a meeting or either for a job presentation or a project presentation, as well as a job interview, in which we had some sort of class some weeks ago, right? And even the students that are practicing, have been practicing English for quite a long time, they had some difficulty answering the questions. So that emphasizes, elicitates the importance of preparation, right?
And just a point about that, because I don't believe you have need to have a perfect English to go into a job interview, because sometimes people know I'm not good enough. I need to stay. I need to hope, I don't know, take more 1 year of classes to be ready. When I did my first interview, I have almost pre-intermediate, so wasn't fluent or something like that. But I had the English and the enough English that needed. So maybe have other candidates with a better one,
Yeah, you
better
know,
English. But
sorry to interrupt you, but I was talking about it actually to a student yesterday. It's like every time that I decided to do something, and after a few moments, weeks, or whatever, you know, after some time, I felt that I was not prepared. I felt like an imposter, like, oh, I do not deserve this, you know, I do not deserve this. So, like one example, I think that if I had a job interview, for example, and I myself was not feeling confident enough, like, oh, I don't deserve this, I would not pass for sure. But every time I say, like, okay, I don't deserve this, what I'm gonna have to do? I'm gonna have to read books, do courses, speak English, do this, do that, do this, do that. After doing completing two or three things of this list, boom, I'm feeling confident, and of course, I would, let's say, not have problems in the interview. Do you feel the same?
Totally. I think because I have to work with people with several different countries, when they doesn't talk the English as mother tongue. So I feel that the most part of it's a problem from Brazil, I believe, because here everyone is like, oh, you don't have a perfect English.
Yeah.
How do you can have the courage to
That's bullshit.
participate in an interview? Yeah, but don't care. It's
Just go, right?
just go forward.
Actually, it's
You
like just don't go because actually, let's say that it's some sort of disrespect with the other person's time, right? At least prepare yourself and go.
Yeah, but just think, okay, if you are not good enough, you will go to an interview and will set your boundaries. What is the next level?
Expand,
What you
right?
need to, yeah, when you know, okay, I have these problems, how can I go forward? So I have colleagues from India, for example. They have, well, it's extremely complicated to understand them. And they really don't care about to having a perfect spelling about every word, so they just go forward, and it's awesome because they could improve. They don't have this limitation like, ah, oh, no, I will not apply for this, or I will not join this meeting, because they, okay, I'm doing my best, and I will
Excellent.
continue growing and improve myself. So.
Excellent. Really good. Well, you have given us lots of recommendations, suggestions, and shared all your experiences. To wrap up, please give our listeners, let's say, a plan and a suggestion as well. You know what I mean? A recommendation for them to, let's say, for them to do in order to get prepared for a job interview. What should they do?
Awesome. I believe the most important is to have a guide, to have a map for that. In that time when I realized that I was preparing myself to a job interview, I didn't have it, and I needed to go forward and get all this info on the internet, and was a little bit tricky. But for me now, it's like, okay, if I need to get on a job interview, it's like, okay, I will take a couple of days to remember this kind of information, this content, and will be easy. But for me, the most important,
Map.
it's the map, this information, and to have this, it's like the guidance and the mindset. If you have this guidance, and if you know about yourself, you have, I have a schedule. I will spend like 1 hour or 2 hours every single day in 2 weeks, and I will go into this interview. So I
Perfect.
believe 2 weeks, it's good, really good.
Perfect.
3 weeks, it's all
But the thing is,
perfect.
let's say we can never believe that we're gonna have our notice with 1 month
No,
time, right?
no.
Like you gotta be prepared for any time, actually. I get
Yeah.
that.
I
I get
believe this immersion that will happen, it's the perfect
it.
time, the
Yes.
perfect scenario, because we'll have all this data in one place. So all this information, because it's sometimes a little bit crazy when you need to prepare yourself and you don't know the map. You just, okay, I will prepare with a bunch of different videos that I did and works. But I believe it's a little bit tricky when you
I
go
get that.
there.
And you waste a lot of time, you get stressed, right? So.
Especially today with a lot of tools that could help you. You don't need it to go into this stressful situation. It's, I don't know.
I
I
get it.
believe it's better ways to going forward and to enjoy. So after these opportunities I had, for sure, I learned a lot and it was awesome. But
Excellent.
having this confidence and this map with this guidance makes the difference.
So here's an invitation for our listeners. Well, as David mentioned, we're gonna have an immersion. And the name of this immersion is English for Job Interviews. It's going to happen on June 14th and 15th of 2023. You are invited to participate in this immersion. You're going to learn the most important questions asked in a job interview, as Davi said, something that he did and something that is important. Looks like it's a cliche, but it's super duper important. You're going to learn how to use artificial intelligence to prepare yourself, or actually to, let's say, capture and understand the most important questions for your job area, you know, and then you not only will get prepared for the most important questions, the cliche ones, but also the ones the artificial intelligence gives to you according to your job market, to your area of profession, of working, whatever. And also, you're gonna have the map to prepare yourself. And also, we're gonna be working on storytelling and oratory for interviewees, which is, as you said, part of or corresponds to part of this mindset of knowing yourself, preparing yourself, and selling yourself well for the interviewers. So please subscribe yourself. The link should be either here on this podcast episode or on my Instagram, where you can find me at Teacher Bruno Aguiar. Anyways, Davi, your final thoughts, your final words for us to wrap up this nice episode here.
Thank you for the opportunity to talk about this topic. I really like to talk about this because it was something that changed my life, and English is something that it's always awesome to talk. Okay, I don't have the perfect English, but I believe the most important it's going forward. So everyone
There
that,
is no perfect English, right?
yeah,
The
no,
most
it's a
important is this, what you're saying.
Yeah, thank you. So this is most important. Everyone that wants to improve, just go forward, and it will be the life. It's that going forward and enjoying.
Excellent. Thank you very much, David. Thank you very much for listening to our podcast episode. And I'm looking forward to not only, let's say, talking to you, but also seeing you in the next podcast episode. Thank you very much, guys. Have fun.
Thank you. See ya.